All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with Princess X. Yeah, I wasn't gonna forget this one either. Definitely gonna give you more Princess X. You're pretty cool, you know? I can't believe you say that after that. Excuse me. I can't believe you can say that after seeing the real thing. Yes, I'm cool. Still an idiot, though, and I'm popular because of it. Well, I get what you're saying, but even so, I have a bit of resistance. That's because you can only see things from a human perspective, Mikuria. Isn't that obvious? Are you any different? I think it's Mikuria.
Yeah.
What's with this silence? Why has he gone quiet here? Here we are. This is the shop. What about it? We're at an open-air cafe, just a short walk from the shrine where Tsuneyoshi lives. Hip, isn't it? Perfect for a date. Bring your fiancés here. It does seem pretty nice. I've never had coffee here before, but like he says, it's hip. Classy with a cute decor. Or decor, rather. Girls must love it. This place might be perfect for a date, but Komodori is one thing, but the others... Naja or a proxy would get reported to the police or an insurer or a zoo. And there's one more problem. Why do I have to take tea at a perfect date spot with another dude? It's all couples. That's right. It's a date spot. That's the problem. So what's the reason? Why'd you take me all the way to a place like this? There's somebody I would very much like you to meet. I made an appointment with them. Somebody you want to introduce to me? That's right. For you, there's no drawback. So it's something positive? You're not a fan of your fiancés. I can see that in your face. So this won't be a problem for you. You could get away with not marrying them. For real? Yeah. That's a good thing. A real plus for me. I feel like Tsuneyoshi has been putting on some airs and using a lot of pregnant phrasing, but even so, I can't refuse to listen. So this person, are they coming soon? No. Please wait a little longer. Alright. By the way, when are you coming back to school? I'll go back soon. I can't stay home forever. I don't want to repeat the year or drop out. Okay, that's good. Nishi is worried too. Nishi is? She said school is boring without you. Really? I got a text from her before, but it was pretty strongly worded. Stop slacking and come to school already. She's just talking like that because she's embarrassed. Nishi's a woman too, no helping it. Is that so? Yeah. She's as erotic as ever. No, I don't think she's erotic at all. I know Nishi is a woman, but I don't think that's any excuse for her to verbally abuse me. So just be nice to her. What's that supposed to mean? It isn't that I'm not nice to Nishi. Nishi isn't nice to me. Now let's get going. Weren't we meeting here? No, we have a little farther to walk. A little, huh? We keep walking until we reach Tsuneyoshi's shrine. And even farther to the hill out back. Hey now, I didn't hear anything about a hike. Hey, where are we going? Over here. Tsuneyoshi keeps going deeper and deeper into the woods, along a thin gap between trees and grass, sort of like an animal trail. Hey! It's fine. Over here. What is this about? Was the hill behind the shrine always such a serious mountain? I thought it was just a little lump. To think the trees were so thick here. This mountain is the remnant of an ancient burial mound. There's a small shrine ahead as well. Maybe because the grave is a bad omen, it's always been left to nature. Oh, I see. I've lived in this town my whole life, but I had no idea.
普通の人間は気づかない。知る必要もない。ミクリアもどちらかといえば普通の側だ。
Normal people don't need to
know.
You're normal too, Mercuria.
それが普通。当然のことだ。
You don't enter when it says not to. That's normal. That's natural. I thought this before, but it seems like you're saying that you're completely different. Not ordinary, but something special.
そうだ。俺は違う。特別側だ。
Right, I'm different. I'm on the special side. What an assertion. I can't respond to that statement with anything but silence, and finally, after walking in silence, I see the hole. Look, it's a hole, a cave.
その中だ。
That's where we're going.
中にさっき言った祠がある。
The small shrine I mentioned is in there. It's dark.
洞窟だからな。
Well, it is a cave. I walk inside the damn cave after Tsuneyoshi. Got a bad feeling about this. But it's Tsuneyoshi. If I've got a bad feeling, that just means I don't trust him enough as a friend. Although he is a bit strange and famously untrustworthy. Weren't we going to meet someone?
この先だ。
Right, up here. Didn't you say this was a shrine?
そうだ。
Yes.Just then, we came into a wide open space.
少し待っていろ。着替える。
Wait a moment. I'll change. Change? That's fine, but... The cave opens into a strange space glowing with the colors of the rainbow. For some reason, it's fully illuminated, even though we're inside a cave.
明るいので驚いているな。
You're surprised by how bright it is, right? Yeah. Well, that's right. I'm surprised by his outfit, too.
光ファイバーと一緒だ。外の光を。この糸が引き込む仕組みになっている。
They're like optical fibers. These threads are set up to draw in light from outside. Oh, I see. Wait, threads?
世の国に伝わる秘伝だ。
They're a secret tradition of the Night Country. The Night Country?
そうだ。そして俺は人の身ではあるが、世の国の親方様に使う。
Yes, and I'm a human. But I serve as a samurai to the Lord of the Night Country.
Huh? 我が家は代々そう。世の国を治める親方様を祭り、仕えるための一族なのだ。
My house has done so for generations. Our clan exists to revere and serve the Lord who rules the Night Country. I don't quite follow.
いや、お前は嘘をついている。俺の言葉について、おおよそ理解しているはずだ。
No, you're lying. I'm sure you mostly understand my words. But to be completely precise...
世の国は、夕暮れと朝もやの狭間にある国。月明かりの下、すべてが領土。
The night country exists in the gap between dusk and dawn. Everything in the moonlight is its territory.
住むのは怪異、コリ、もののけ、綺麗の類。そして、親方様こそは、その王にして、国内の怪異を束ねる総大将なり。
Its inhabitants are apparitions, foxes, specters, evil spirits. The Lord is the supreme commander who rules the denizens of night.A Lord of Yokai.
そうだ。そしてミクリア、お前の父君は我が主君を救った恩人なのだ。
That's right. Moreover, Mercuria, your godfather is our Lord's savior. What? I'm starting to see a pattern. It looks like my bad feeling was dead on. I can't even imagine it's anything else. I know what this is about. Basically, you're going to tell me to marry the Yokai Lord's daughter.
そうだ。
That's right. I knew it.
ミクリアが異形のものに偏見を持っているのは知っている。
I know you're prejudiced against people with atypical appearances, Mercuria. Prejudiced? You're saying that like I'm the problem. I'm normal. You said that yourself.
だが、これは名誉の問題なのだ。
However, this is a matter of honor. Honor.
親方様と世の国はお前の父親に救われた。そのことを感謝している。だからこそ、その娘であるテグス御前は、
The Night Country and its Lord were saved by your father. I'm grateful for that. That's why his daughter, Lady Tegusu, must marry you. What does that have to do with honor?
もしお前が断れば、御前は名誉のために死なねばならん。恩人を満足させられないことは、世の国の住人にとって死すべき恥なの。
If you refuse, then the lady will have to die for honor. To the people of the Night Country, failure to repay a debt of gratitude is a shame worthy of death. Don't put that on me.
それが事実だ。お前が受け入れるか否かは自由。
That's the reality.
前提として知っておけ。
It's up to you how you take it. I just want to make sure you know all the facts. That's... She dies if I refuse? What a novel threat. Is she a yandere? Not even yanderes do that nowadays. Anyway, meet her. If you want to refuse, do it afterwards. Can I refuse? Of course. Love is free. You can choose another woman after you see the lady off to her death. Wait, wait! Don't kill her! Don't threaten me! For that matter, don't come to conclusions before I even meet her. You're right. Sorry. I got a bit heated. That was heated? Really? He sounded calm to me. But maybe it was. I've hung around with Sunayoshi for a long time, but that might have been the first time I've ever seen him so talkative. I guess that's what he sounds like when he's passionate. Let me introduce you. My lady, I have brought Shinichi Mikuriya. Yes. A voice comes from inside the shrine. A delicate woman's voice. Quiet, but beautiful. Well, she sounds beautiful. But Sunayoshi said she's a yokai princess from the night country. No, I'm starting to get used to it. I've seen half snake and half horse and so on. At this point, whatever she turns out to be, I can handle it. Slide, slide, slide. What's that sound? Slide, 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 slide. Wait, wait. What? Together with that unpleasant sliding noise, there appears... That's a big note for me. I am the royal daughter of Matsunaga Nairon Nojo Chishushai, the Yokai King, ruler of the Night Country. Tegusu, weaver of the ancient dawn. No, this is too much. Too much, Yokai. A giant, that's right, a giant spider. A beauty with the lower body of a spider.
Mikuriya, aisatsu.
Mikuriya, greet her. Yes, I'm Shinichi, Mikuriya. I can't stop shaking.
Mikuriya, ochitsuke. Shitsurei dazo.
Mikuriya, calm down. You're being rude. It's not that easy. I can't possibly calm down. After all, she's... I'll have to apologize to Nausea and Proxy. This person is way more monstrous than either of them. From the waist up, I guess she looks nice, but that's not even skin color. Not even her top half is human. And did she really have to be a spider? A giant spider of all things? I hate bugs, man. This is too much. Just looking at her makes all the hairs on my body stand on end.
Mikuriya!
No! I do not mind. Be at ease. At ease, she says. She's probably trying to be considerate, but I can't be at ease at all. I'm in a cave with a giant spider. The terror is real. A shiver of disgust runs down my body. Sunayoshi, how is it? Yes, my lady. Unfortunately, it seems that he does not hold you in favor. Is that so? I don't hold her in favor? Does he mean my reaction? Hey now, Sunayoshi, I wouldn't put it like that. It sounds like I'm telling her to die. There is nothing to be done. Then what are you planning to do? What's with this girl? No, this spider. You need not worry. I shall accept my fate. She pulls a dagger out of her sash. No, don't accept your fate so lightly. Wait, don't do that. Don't die. Don't worry. She's made up her mind. That's right. I am prepared. I said stop. I have a proposal. And there you have it. A moratorium. A postponement. So wait a little, okay? Alright? I propose the same moratorium I have with Naja and the others. I'm trying to postpone my problems and muddy the waters.
Tsunayoshi.
悪くない話かと。
Yes, it might be a good suggestion. It seemed that was her expression of consent to the moratorium. Tsuneyoshi's poker face might have brightened up just a little.
それではミクリア、モラトリアムよろしく頼むぞ。
With that, Mikuria, we'll accept this moratorium. Oh, then she's not going to die, right? Thank goodness.
Tsuneyoshi.
は、ミクリア、午前が訪ねておられる。どうしてよかったと思う？
Yes, Mikuria, my lady inquires as to why this is a relief to you. Why? Well, I don't want to watch somebody die in front of me, and out of concern for Tsuneyoshi, too. For me? Yeah, you're, well, my friend, right? I don't want to make a friend sad. I see. You heard him, lady. Indeed, my thanks. It's nothing. Thanks for considering her retainer, Tsuneyoshi. Is that what she meant?
では、午前、一度ミクリアを地上に戻します。モラトリアムの件、それからゆるりと考えましょう。
Now, my lady, I will escort Mikuria back to the surface. We can plan our next step after that. Alright. Above ground, it's already evening. Ah, that was nerve-wracking. She might be a yokai, but to have her die like that would have been awful. Gah, nausea! What is the meaning of this? The meaning of what? 42 playback audio. And there you have it, a moratorium, a postponement. So wait a little, okay? Alright? What, they listened to the whole thing? I could have sworn we had a barrier up.
そのようなものは我が機械帝国の科学力には通じません。
Such barriers are unscientific. Things like that don't work against the scientific might of our machine empire. Can't beat the robo Nazis. They got that technology. They do work on proxy sans reconnaissance spirits, of course.
午前の結界は精霊を4体。
My lady's barrier shot down 4 spirits and 20 scout probes. Destroying my probes is a good decision, but after that you relax. Based on where the probes were destroyed, I estimated your general location. Then it was time for the sound analysis system. I recorded the conversation through the ground and had it amplified. I don't quite follow, but it seems a three-way battle between Japanese magic, Western magic, and mad science took place without my knowledge. My scouting spirits were indeed shot down, but our Komidori, are you a general of the machine country? That was a really splendid performance. No, I am just an android, afraid. But Proxy, I'm surprised you would use such methods. I'm surprised as well, Nausea, to think you were doing nothing. I believed in Shinichi. I do not stoop to reconnaissance magic. My bond with him is stronger than that, Proxy. But you've been betrayed. That's right, what is this? Shinichi, explain yourself. It's the same as with all of you, the same. Probably the only difference is that if Shinichi refused, my lady would commit suicide. Wouldn't it be fine if she died? Come on, Komidori, don't talk like that. Well, it's up to her if she wants to die. But I don't want her using Shinichi as an excuse. That would be a burden on him. Indeed, what a dishonorable death. I thought you'd say that. Tsunayoshi steps forward with theatrical flair. Everyone glares at him. From my lady's perspective, as long as the marriage takes place, she is willing to accept being a side wife. Oh, a side wife! However, as Princess of the Night Country, she must be the first to marry him. That is the condition. What a convenient condition. But it is logical. That way Shinichi gets two wives. I don't especially want two wives. What is a side wife? Is that like the side chick with a ring on it? No clue. What? It means having multiple wives. Why, that's bigamy. How shameless, unforgivable. Ah. So they don't have that system on Demiurgos. Well, we don't have it in Japan either. Here we go. Shinichi needs no other wives. He can only have one. And of course, that one will be me. Are you sure? You know some other woman might steal him away. Although I have no intention of letting you be his side wife. Nay, all you like. Shinichi is already captive to my charms, right, Shinichi? Hey, you're getting way off topic. Anyway, Lady Tagutsu accepted the moratorium as well. She's in the same position as the rest of you. I'm not satisfied. Where's all your confidence? She can't help it. Najasama started first, but for some reason she's still stuck on the starting line. What was that, you? Ah, do as you please. Dear Dad, are you trying to kill me with anxiety? I will curse you for the rest of my life. Ah, this whole situation is such a mess. Very peaceful clouds here. The next morning. Ready, go! That'll wake anybody up, even the dead. Oh, there, what time of morning is it? Could have sworn I was buried a few years ago. Huh? Wham! Gah! Oh, what are you doing? Are you two still mad? You're mean! Mean! Having all sorts of fun while we weren't around. And you even invited Tsunayoshi! Why didn't you tell us? We were alone at home the whole time. It wasn't fun. Another new fiancé showed up. That's all. We wanted to see your new fiancé and see you get worked up into a titty. Itty? So noisy. And it's not a titty, it's a tizzy. Ah, damn. For starters, I better get up so we can talk after that. Morning, Shinichi. Morning, huh? I'll be joining you. What? Why? I let him in, was that wrong? Not wrong, it's just that it's normally something I decide, isn't it? You were completely out, Shinichi. Komidori and I spoke and decided. Well, it's fine, but what's up, Tsuneyoshi? It's really early. It's about Lady Tegusu. It seems she wishes to come meet you alone. What? Come meet me? I mean, she's coming here. Well, my sisters would probably appreciate it. But Lady Tegusu is a monster spider lady. When she goes wandering through town in the morning, everybody from the police to the JSDF to the masked riders will rush to her spot. But the common riders! She'll likely be a little while. You can take your time getting ready after breakfast. That's a damn Super Sentai! Well, okay! Chew slowly, it's good for the digestion. Got it. Strange having Tsuneyoshi manage me like this. Wait, why is he managing me in the first place? Nii-chan, it's better not to think about it. That's right. It's still morning and I'm already tired. Yep, been there. Now then, what happened to Lady Tegusu? She'll be arriving any moment. Just then, rumble, rumble, rumble. The earth shakes and a thunderous roar rings out. What's this? What's happening? Proxy bursts from her nearby stable. Living in that stable has earned her a bit of a reputation in the neighborhood. I guess it's fine as long as she's fooling everyone's perceptions. In any case, the current situation is way beyond my imagination. Smash! A worm? What's it doing here? A giant earthworm has burst from the street. The part that looks to be its head is as big as a truck. It could be a minor kaiju. Its emergence completely destroyed Proxy's stable. If Lady Tegusu's appearance would call for a rider, this is begging for the attention of the Scientific Defense Force. Bastard! Worry! Proxy lays into the giant earthworm with a series of blows, but the worm doesn't respond at all. Finally, its mouth opens, and then Tsuneyoshi suddenly bows. We've been waiting, lady. Yes. A soft voice emerges from the giant earthworm, a beautiful and delicate voice that I've heard somewhere before. No way, this giant worm is Lady Tegusu, or else. As I am unaccustomed to human form, I occasioned to use a white writhing grub as my vehicle. Forgive me for the rumbling. From the worm's mouth emerges. Wow! But what a beauty! Is this really the spider monster from yesterday? Shinichi-sama, how are you? Greeter! Right, I was shocked by the change. Good morning! It is. The lady replies indifferently without any hint of a smile. Unsure how to react, I turn my gaze to Tsuneyoshi. I know what you're thinking. Yokai have the power to camouflage themselves as humans. But the lady has never done that before. This is her first time. She's doing it for you, Mikuria. That's very kind. Honestly, I don't know how to handle that kind of declaration. I'll try to back her up, but it's her first time. After all, please try to overlook it if anything goes wrong. I'm counting on you, Mikuria. Basically, I have to help back... I have to help back her up at school. But getting to be together with a beautiful girl like this might not be such a bad deal.
お触りなく Shinichi 様のおそばにいられると思い。
I thought in this form I could be by Shinichi 様's side without trouble. Ah, well, the... Just as I... Excuse me. Just as I'm about to thank her for the thought... What was that just now? I caught a fuzzy glimpse of something. Huh? What's wrong, Mikuria? No, nothing. What just happened there? This is a sudden question, but is it possible to see through... Of course not. What are you saying? Right, No human could ever see through the transformation of a Tsuchigomo, first among yokai. Not even the greatest sorcerer in history. I see. I'll take another look at Lady Jigusu. Yeah. It's something... No, it's nothing. I can see it. I guess it's just me. So I'm the one seeing Lady Tagusu's true form. If I focus, it gets even clearer. Her purple skin, too. Still, it's strange. Even transformed into a human and a beauty at that. Somehow, it only makes her even scarier. If anything, it might be less scary to see her real form from the start. That's how disconcerting this is. She really is scary. But of course, a battle will ensue. And we'll find out more about the battle next time. I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Princess X. I'm out.